Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The 30th Psalm, a prayer, is a study in contrasts. But first, there's a play on words. Quote, I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up. Verse 1. Of course, extol means to lift up as well. But the words are quite different. While the first means to exalt to a lofty position, the second can be translated to dangle and refers to a lowly bucket that's been filled and is being drawn up. Yes, the lofty one deserves to be lifted up, but in grace, the lowly ones are lifted up too. And here's a contrast in that regard. Quote, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Verse 3. If he hadn't lifted us up from death, it would have been down, down, down. So David calls on the saints to, quote, sing praise to the Lord and give thanks, verse 4. Then we have two contrasts side by side. Quote, for his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning, verse 5. Wonderful, isn't it? Guilt is replaced with grace, sorrow with singing. But now the scene changes. From verse 6 to 10, David confesses the trouble he faced when God prospered him. Some think this refers to his sin in numbering the people, 2 Samuel 24, and its consequences. Especially painful, he wrote, quote, you hid your face, and I was troubled. Verse 7. Now he repeats what he said at the first. Quote, O Lord my God, I cried out to you. Verses 2 and 8. It's wonderful to extol him and praise him and thank him, but now he cries to him. And what happened? More contrasts. Quote, you have turned my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness. Verse 11. He exchanged silence for singing too. Verse 12. So says David, you will never hear the end of this, Lord. Quote, I will give thanks to you forever.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.